Gothic Tale submission deadline's Friday. That gives me less than a week to turn my brain dump into a story.
Clear your schedule. Eliminate distractions.
Like giving driving lessons?
Okay, one distraction. Your services as driving instructor in exchange for my editing skills? Fair enough.
What would I do without my muse?
Oh, you'd be sad and lonely, and you'd have no one to drive you to school.
Don't get too cocky. Morty's an anti-curse. Remember what we talked about? Timing, agility, coordination.
All skills I happen to have.
You don't know Morty. He's sensitive. Easy on the gas. The slower we go, the less chance we have of getting to an accident. I just don't want you to get hurt.
I promise I'll be careful, Gramps.
Okay, foot on the brake, put it in drive. Check your blind spots and gently hit the gas.
Fitz?
What?
Eli, been looking for you guys.
Let's go, let's go.
I need to talk to you guys.
Last stop on the library shuttle.
Thanks for the lift. You get the car and I get library lockdown.
It could be worse. Mom and Dad could be making you spend your week of suspension with them.
Yeah, that would be worse. Their cold, angry eyes watching my every move.
Someday they'll forgive you. I'll probably screw up and you'll be giving me rides.
It's nice having you in my corner.
Yeah. I'll pick you up at 5.
No, seriously. Thank you. These past few weeks have been rough.
I know. So we'll meet back here at 5.
Ever since what happened with Drew.
Right, well, sometimes relationships don't work out.
Especially when he cheats on you with the school skank.
Well, maybe it was for the best.
God, what could I have seen in that jerk?
Allie, maybe it's time to forget about Drew and move on. And also, I'm gonna be late.
Oh, sorry. Tangent. You're right. Say hi to Degrassi for me. How is Fitz out of juvie already? You don't think he escaped?
This is Fitz, not David Blaine. Must have been let out early.
Why was he trying to talk to us?
Last time I saw him, he pulled a knife on me. Maybe he wants to settle the score.
They wouldn't let Fitz out if he was seriously dangerous, right? Right?
Is that the track you're sending in for your university application? I'm just being honest.
Look, I know it sucks, okay?
Okay, take a deep breath. It's nothing a little practice can't help.
No, I need to nail this. This music supplement is heard by a whole panel of professors who are gonna decide my fate. If I don't get into this program, it's off to engineering for me. I gotta show my dad that a music major is not a waste of time.
You can just write a new song.
No, the song is great. It's the track. It needs a motor. I so need a drummer.
Well, maybe Nick Jonas just transferred to Degrassi.
Seriously? What if I hold auditions? Like, 5 minutes ago.
I like your hustle, boy.
Now, this demo is my shot at getting into a kick-ass music conservatory. It's my dream. I need this.
President Stab here, in need of a lady or gent who can rock the drums. Auditions today.
Today's a good day. Lunch lady Rose cooked up her special mac and cheese.
Ugh.
Casey, you promised me chicken from De Palma's.
Oh, well, I can't make it to De Palma's and back in time for class. All right, what else can we get you to eat?
Well, our prenatal class teacher, Blair Bongard, told me that pregnant food cravings are caused by a nutritional deficiency.
I thought you just liked chicken.
Chicken is rich in niacin B3, so here are some B3 alternatives. Chinook salmon, venison, calf's liver, sardines, cremini mushrooms.
You think Rose even knows what a cremini mushroom looks like?
There's got to be some alternatives to the alternatives.
Jay, you are way too wound up right now. You're going to have a heart attack before the fourth trimester.
No, there are only three trimesters, Casey.
Well, geez, we'd better cram in as much pre-baby fun as possible. Check it. His and hers boards.
What?
I'm going to teach you how to grind rails.
No, I'm like 200 months pregnant right now. What if I fell?
I just thought you needed to get away from the baby books and chill. I was just trying to help.
You know what would help? We have a big prenatal class tomorrow and a ton of reading to do tonight, so read up, Big Daddy.
Okay. And after school, I'll get that chicken for you.
Now we're talking.
I'm gonna rock! Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo!
You can have the room. I'm done for today.
Oh, you can't be done. You still have one more drummer to audition. Half sticks, we'll rock. Unless you found someone already.
No. But man, I can't. And Allie would kill me. And then you.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. It's just I'm trying to move on. And I need this. And I think you need me.
I just need someone who can carry a beat. All right, let's hear what you got. Crap, he's good.
Don't be scared.
You shouldn't be here. I'm gonna get Mr. Simpson.
Claire, wait. I just need a second.
You're gonna be in trouble for even stepping on school grounds. Don't you remember what you did?
Totally. That's why I need to talk to you. I need to make this right. I need you to forgive me. When I was here, I was messed up, Claire. I was lost. But while I was away, I found some answers. I found the answer. I found Jesus.
Time for your next lesson.
Let's practice going backwards. Foot on the brake, put it in reverse. Claire? Are you sure you're all right?
I saw Fitz.
What? When?
Just before you got here, I talked to him. When he was locked up, he found God.
You believe that crap? Fitz knows you, Claire. He knows your weakness.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It's his angle, the whole Jesus thing. The forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned thing. He's dangerous, remember? He pulled a knife on me.
I think there's more to it than that.
Damn it, Claire, you're making it so hard for me to do my job.
Your job?
As your boyfriend, my job is to protect you.
I never asked you to do that.
Well, if not me, who?
I'm not up for another one of your lessons.
Claire, I didn't mean like that.
What are you typing about?
Just getting my journal on. Girl needs an outlet. Not hungry?
Stomach's all knotted up.
Big test or something?
Well, you know I'm recording a demo track soon.
For your university music supplement, I know.
What you don't know is that the track is missing something. Drums.
So you need a drummer.
I have. Actually, a really good one.
Hey, congrats. I hear they're hard to find.
Thing is, though, that it's Drew.
Yeah, and who's on bass, Voldemort? Come on, Seb, you cannot make jokes like that.
He's really good, Allie. I wouldn't even consider him if he wasn't.
What do you want me to say, Seb? You know that the reason my life is a living hell is because of Drew.
Are you sure that's not because Mom and Dad saw your file? Or because they think you were smoking?
It all traces back. The day I met Drew was the day this all started.
All right. I'll ask the heavy metal dude. Forget I even brought Drew up. Do you need a ride to the library?
It's better than taking the bus.
Morning, Claire.
Hey. What are you doing?
Keeping lookout.
Life is so cruel. You know, you find a great drummer, but then you can't have him because of your sister's baggage.
She has a reason to be mad at Drew.
I know, but just get over it. Allie has never met a grudge she won't hold.
Sav.
I know. Now, poor Allie. I'm calling the heavy metal dude right now. Tell him the good news.
Is the heavy metal dude really that bad?
Honestly, he was terrible. In fact, they were all terrible, except for Drew.
Can't you program drums?
For my live music recording demo?
Yeah, sorry.
My future is riding on this. What Allie doesn't know won't hurt her. Hey, Drew. It's Sav here. Listen, I've got some good news, all right? Call me back.
So, did your baby homework?
Totes.
Really? Well, define cradle cap.
A baby's head is soft, so the cradle is equipped with a protective helmet. Am I even close?
No. You said you wanted to help.
I've got the basics.
I need more than the basics from you.
Jenna, you gotta chill. Let the game come to you, you know?
What I know is that we have our final prenatal class today, and if you're not ready...
I'm ready.
Eli is a lot of things. He's sweet, cute, funny, talented.
He's dreamy, all right.
But then he's also weirdly possessive and overprotective.
As in, he's a guy. Behind the face of even the sweetest, most emo guy in the world lurks a caveman. Protecting you is like his way of saying he cares or whatever.
Well, I wish he'd just write me a poem instead. When he gets all super protective, I feel like I can't breathe.
Eli can be overwhelming.
But he's worth it.
He's here?
Eli?
No, Fitz. Fitz is here.
He's working here since when?
Since they instituted a new policy to hire known psychos. We drink our lattes somewhere else from now on.
No. No, this is our spot. We belong here, not him.
Come on, I gotta get home anyway.
Not me, I'm staying.
Many parents dread diapering, but with my method, we see it as priceless, precious bonding time. Now, who's going to wow me with their diaper skills?
I'll give it a try.
Okay. Don't you think I better do that?
Why don't we both do it? Huh? Make it interesting, like a little race?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, diaper. Well done, Casey. Keep at it, Jenna. You'll get the hang of it.
Nice one. Yeah. It's no big deal. It's just a diaper.
No big deal? I'm gonna be a terrible mom.
Oh, pregnancy hormones are a killer.
All I do is study and study, and I can't get anything right. You know, there's someone in here. Someone who needs me to be ready.
I know what you need. Practice. I have a 6-year-old who would love someone to take him to the park tomorrow. Interested?
Yeah, very. Great.
Did you just volunteer us for babysitting?
We're gonna need organic fruit snacks, natural bug spray.
Are we babysitting Bubble Boy?
I really don't want to screw this up. But it's gonna be super fun.
Yay.
Cut it, cut it. Like, we gotta wrap the gear. I'm late for picking up my sister.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, how was my drumming?
Dude, that was sick.
I was just rolling with whatever you're giving me.
Look at you two. So cute. Let me see your rock star pouts.
You better look behind you.
Allie, what are you doing here?
You were supposed to pick me up from the library.
Hey, Allie.
Drumming with the enemy, Sav?
Allie.
Why here?
I needed a job.
Where you know you'll run into certain people you shouldn't be running into?
Father Greg has a work placement program. He placed me here to be close to home.
Father Greg?
The chaplain at Juvie. He saw how screwed up I was and showed me another way.
Look, I'm glad you found God. But that doesn't mean you have to talk to me.
For the record, you're the one talking to me right now.
Just keep your distance from me and Eli. I'm serious.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. What I did at the dance, I never meant to hurt Eli. I just wanted to scare him. Felt he asked for it.
An eye for an eye.
But it was wrong. Is there any way you can forgive me?
Okay. I guess. I forgive you.
Thank you. Look, Father Gregory said I need to make this right not just with you, but with Eli.
Good luck.
I can try. Your help? If you can forgive me, maybe Eli can too. Don't you think that would be, like, really good for him?
I guess I could try to talk to Eli, but no promises.
I know. Thanks, Claire.
Get away from her.
Eli, chill.
Back off, I'm serious.
Okay, I'm going.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Fitz works here. We were just talking for a minute.
About what? Tell me.
Look, man, I just wanted to tell you and Claire, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Fitz apologizes, and that's all you can say?
Claire, I have nothing to say to him.
Now, are you coming with me or not?
All right, let's go.
Once you've cleared the table, straight to homework. Your father and I will be back after the play.
I'm coming!
Allie, are you ever going to talk to me? Look, you were never supposed to find out about Drew.
So that makes it okay?
I'm going to my room.
No, Allie! I always try to help you. But as soon as I need something, you can't cut me any slack? It's a one-way street with you, and I'm sick of it.
Excuse me? Since when do you need my help with anything? Sav, you always get what you want. Always.
It's predictable.
Now, let me ask you something. How was I supposed to take this slap in the face? The guy who made my life a living hell is your drummer.
No, Allie. You made your own life a living hell. Drew didn't force you to date Johnny or to sext or to lead your sex-crazed double life. That was you. And from the moment you've come to Degrassi, you've made my life a living hell. I am sick and tired of you being stupid and selfish.
I thought you were the one person I could count on. Turns out you're just like everyone else.
Allie.